Caravan Migrants Protest Shelter Closure in Tijuana. By Ildefonso Ortiz and Brandon Darby on January 5, 2019. More than 160 caravan migrants protested the closure of one of the shelters in Tijuana. The migrants refused to leave the building despite orders from local authorities to leave. Standoff continues at Warehouse Shelter in Tijuana's Zona Norte, where authorities have ordered some 120 caravan members to leave. pic.twitter.com/xarstmeg7v. Sandra Dipple, at Sandra Dipple, January 4, 2019. The Baja California's Health Department closed the makeshift shelter citing sanitary reasons because the building does not have light or water service, Mexico's López Dóriga reported. State officials loaned the building to Mexican federal authorities to house some of the migrants who were sleeping in the streets. After the closure of the building, some of the migrants refused to leave despite the presence of police forces. Officials plan to move the group to one of the larger shelters in the city. The migrant rights group Pueblos Sin Fronteras filed a court injunction to keep the migrants from being forced out. A tense standoff of sorts ensued as migrants and police continued to wait for the court's decision on the fate of the shelter. Ildefonso Ortiz is an award-winning journalist with Breitbart Texas. He co-founded the Cartel Chronicles project with Brandon Darby and Stephen K. Bannon. You can follow him on Twitter and on Facebook. He can be contacted at ortiz@breitbart.com. Brandon Darby is the managing director and editor-in-chief of Breitbart Texas. He co-founded the Cartel Chronicles project with Ildefonso Ortiz and Stephen K. Bannon. Follow him on Twitter and Facebook. He can be contacted at darby@breitbart.com.